I went to Iran in 1988. The Islamic Republic invited a lot of Muslims to this to the Islamic Republic, so that they could go back, you know, go and see what the Islamic Revolution was all about. We visited a lot of different places, Mashhad, Qom, but this trip also included a visit with Imam Khomeini in his compound called Jamaran. We got a tour of his home, and as just walking through the house, I just noticed that how simply he lived, you know. And I was just thinking about how the media, where they were talking about him, you know, they were talking about him like he was this awful, awful man who was rich and, you know, just an awful person who was a tyrant, you know. And he lived so humbly. Like we went through him and his wife's room, and I noticed like there was a light fixture hanging, and it was broken. You know, it was broken. We were led into a hall, and we were all sitting down. And there were hundreds of people in the imam's compound. We were all just sitting, and the imam came on this raised landing, he and his son, and I guess a couple of other people. And the intensity of the feeling that one got in his presence, one would have to know, even if one was an atheist, they would have to know this was a person from Allah Ta'ala, because the feeling, just being in his presence, was a feeling that you have never experienced in your life. You know, that I experienced it a little, but not to that extent when I first became Muslim. But being in the imam's presence was like being close to Allah Ta'ala. It just was such a pure, pure feeling. It's one that you just don't want to leave. You know, I wish he could have adopted me. but it just was a very pure feeling. And from that, in his presence, I'm not a poet, and I don't know what I did with the poems. I was inspired to write some poems. You know, there were people there who, and there's one particular sister who was very, very quiet. She's just very, very quiet. She was my travel mate. And she jumped up and says, Labaik, El Imam, Labaik. You know, she just was so overwhelmed. I guess it made me want to be a better movement, because there was a man from Allah Ta'ala right in our midst. Everybody knew it. You know, I believe I was still Sunni at the time. As a matter of fact, I was. And it just made me want to be a better movement. And then I really started concentrating on becoming a Shia, you know, and have no regrets. Alhamdulillah, mashallah.